Quickly, this week is Parshas Kisavo. I believe this is number six of the Sheva Vinchemta, right, the seven Haftorahs to be Menachem us after Tisha B'Av. This Haftorah is Yeshaya Perek Samach, Kumi Ori Kiba Oreich, etc. Now, what's interesting about this Haftorah is that this Haftorah is about what Mashiach will be like. And when you think about it, and the Tosfos at the end of Megillah and Lamed Aleph makes this point that the Shiva de Nechemta kind of go in a sequence. So the first one we said is Nachamu Nachamu. It's Ki'ilu, someone is sitting Shiva, and you say like Nechama, and then there's like the Nechama that Hashem is going to be with you. And now, as we're getting to the end of the Shiva de Nechemta, we talk about the real Nechama, which is what Mashiach is going to be. Right, Kumi Ori Kiba Oreich, Kumi Ori Kiba Oreich, Ori probably refers to Yerushalayim. The light is coming, and Uchvod Hashem Alayich Zarach, and the Rabbonu Shalaylam's light will shine on you. Until now, everything has been dark, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu will shine his light. According to Chazal, there was a special light during Sheshes Yimei Bereishis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in hiding in until Yimei HaMashiach, to Yimos HaMashiach. Now that Mashiach comes, this light is going to this light is going to come out. The light of the Ribbono Shel Olam will come, the Hochu Goyim La'orech U'Malachim La'Nogaz Archeich, and then the angels will come, and not the angels, the Goyim, excuse me, the Goyim and the kings will all be shined by your light. The Psukim continue that in these days of Mashiach, when there's going to be this revelation of Hashem, that means like this special light that exists in Sheshes Yimei Bereishis, when that light then comes out to the entire world, so all the Goyim are going to join Klal Yisrael. Kulam nikbetzu ba'ulach. Right? Everyone's going to gather to you. You're going to be scared, but you're going to be in tremendous joy. Right? All of the nations of the world are going to come. The Or of the Ribbono Shel Olam will bring the nations. Not only that, but the nations are going to bring riches and wealth. They're going to bring wonderful animals, the most expensive stuff. They're going to bring this to Klal Yisrael. Again, this is messianic. Mashiach will come. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be manifest in the world. The nations of the world will also benefit from Mashiach. Don't think that Mashiach is a principle that only affects the Jews. The nations of the world are also going to be affected by Mashiach. Stage one of that is that the nations of the world are going to bring stuff to Klal Yisrael. Stage two, from Psukim Yud through Tes Zayin, basically says that the Goyim are going to be subservient to the Jews. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to the world. Everything changes, so to speak. Mashiach is here. The Goyim are drawn to this. They're going to bring wealth. And then the Psukim say, V'hol chuei la'esh goach b'nei ma'anayich v'shtachavu ha'kapos ragla'ich kol menatzayich v'korolach ir Hashem Tzion Kedosh Yisrael. Right? They are going to, the people who used to torture us are now going to call out how great Zion is. They are going to become subservient to Klal Yisrael. And then the Navi concludes this Haftorah. V'amech kulam tzadikin lo'olam yirshu aretz, netzar matayim asa yaday lahispa'er, that this will be like a permanent thing, Maaseh Yadayi L'Hispa'er, the Ribbono Shel Olam will take pride in this. HaKaton Yiyah La'elef, HaTzair L'Goy Atzum, Ani Hashem bita chayshena, that the small ones will grow into thousands. Those that are small will become a massive nation. The Ribono Shel Olam says, this is Mashiach time, end of conversation. So the number six of the Shiva Nechemta is the Nechama that will happen with Yemos HaMashiach. What's interesting to note is this last two words, Be'itach Hishena. What does that mean? It seems like a contradiction. Be'itah means it's going to come in its proper time. Hishena means that I will chishmaher. It will happen quickly. So the Radak comments that Be'itach Hishena means the Ribono Shel Olam will bring Mashiach whenever its proper time is. But once the time for Mashiach comes, so then it will all happen speedily, hastily, quickly. One of the Sichos Musar I gave once in the Beis Medrash is about how there are different types of procrastination. You can procrastinate and not do something, or you can procrastinate that once you start doing something, you never finish, right? Different type. So Ani Hashem B'Tayach Hishana, according to the Radak, means that the Ribbono Shel Olam will bring Mashiach in its proper time, and it's going to come and get finished off quickly. It's just going to... Now, this is against the fundamental idea of modern Zionism. It's Zvi Hirsch Kalischer, from his book Drishat Zion, speaks about the Zohar that says that Mashiach is going to come kim akima. It's going to be a gradual revelation of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That is very different than this Radak. Rashi on this pasuk says, "Be'itach Hishena," according to Gemara and Sanhedrin, that there are two forms of Mashiach. There's the Mashiach that comes be'itah, right? The Ribbono Shel Olam, so to speak, set a time when Mashiach is coming. But then, as like Uncle Moshe sings in all of his songs, we can hasten the coming of Mashiach, and we could do, you know, give a little tzedakah, put the penny in the box, and that will make Mashiach come quicker, which is true. Right? We can speed up the Mashiach process. A lot of what I'm saying now is from Rav Yaakovson in his Sefer on the Haftoros. Basically, Rav Sadia Gaon speaks about how there are two types of Mashiach coming. There's Man HaTeshuvah and Zman HaKeitz. There's the time that Mashiach will come because Klai Yisrael does tshuva. And then there's the Zman of Mashiach that comes because it's the end of time. Right? The Ribbono Shel Olam set this time. Historically, we've had salvation, but never because of tshuva. Why did we leave Mitzrayim?
We're on the 49th
level of Tumah, right? That's not a reason to leave, but the time is up, so to speak, right? If we're going to stay for another moment, we're going to never get out. Time is up, right? When we left in the days of Ezra, it was also not that we did such a massive tshuva that led to us leaving, but time's up. 70 years of Golos, however you calculate the 70 years, time's up, right? The only geula that could come in a sense of we bringing it is the Geula HaAsida. That is part of the story here. The Psukim in Parashas Nitzavim talk about Geula. V'shav Hashem Elokecha shivuscha v'richamecha. Ribbono Shel Olam will take us out of Golos. V'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha v'shamata b'kolo. It's the same parash of Tshuva and Geula. That there's going to be tshuva, and that will lead to the geula. That's probably a geula of Achishena. But there's another geula, there's another Mashiach that's mentioned in these next couple of parashios, which is the geula of Parashas Ha'azinu. In Parashas Ha'azinu, basically, Ha'azinu just goes through all of world history, and the end of Ha'azinu, it says, Harninu goyim amo, Kidam avodav yukom v'nokom yoshev v'tzorev v'chipar maso amo. Meaning that all the goyim are going to praise the Ribbono Shel Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will punish them. V'chipar maso amo. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will atone, will be mechaper on the land. That's Pasuk Mem Gimel. That's the last Pasuk of Shiras HaAzinu. The halacha is you can't be mafsik, haziv lach, right? You can't interrupt those first few aliyahs in Ha'azinu. You can't have hosafos. if actually someone sent me a shayla that his nephew is going to be bar mitzvah, Parshas Hazinu, he wants to know, right, there's a lot of family members who want to get alleles, right? You can't make hosafos in the first haziv lach, in the first like six aliyahs. You can't make any hosafa. That means every hosafa you can make is from Shvi'i on. Are you allowed to keep on repeating psukim? So again, word to the wise, if you keep on reading the same thing again and again and again, they might shoot you. But it's a shayla, it's probably mutter. In certain cases, we do repeat psukim, the Kriyas HaTorah of Sukkot in Eretz Yisrael, they repeat the same thing again and again and again. Kriyas HaTorah on Chanukah, right, they repeat the same thing again and again. We do like a Sveika Diyoma. Okay, but the point is, the Ramban writes on Aposek Harninu Goyim Amo that is talking about the Mashiach time that's going to come. And that is a Mashiach in Parshas Ha'azinu. That's a Mashiach of something that just times up. And that's when Mashiach has to come. So there are two notions in Yiddishkeit of Mashiach. There's the notion of Mashiach that we bring. Then there's the notion of Mashiach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings to us. This, either way, it could be a gradual process or it could be an instantaneous process. Although I have to admit, it's harder to imagine the tshuva as being an instantaneous process. Like when the Midrash Tanhuma says that Rabbeinu Shlomo is going to like have the third base HaMikdash like drop down from heaven. Right? It sounds like God could do that. But like a tshuva process, it's really hard to imagine a tshuva process happening in 1 second. And the religious Zionist idea of that Geula comes, kima kima, at least the way Rav Kook understood Geula, it's that we have Eretz Yisrael, or we try to get Eretz Yisrael. Rav Kook was pre-state. And we will eventually influence all of those who are not Shomer Torah Mitzvahs to become Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. So that is a kima kima process. It's happening piece by piece, slowly, slowly. That sounds like Ayyadei Tshuva, right? Like just like when we ourselves do Tshuva. It's a huge mistake to think that we are going to be like that Gemara in Avodah Zarah about, you know, the person who tried to do every Aveira in the world and Yesh Kona Olamo V'sha Achas. Right? That's really unlikely. To be Kona Olamo V'sha Achas, to do Tshuva and like everything changes in a second. Right? Tshuva from our end is more likely to be a Kima Kima process, as opposed to when the Rabbeinu Shalom does it. The Rabbeinu Shalom could do it slowly, gradually, or the Rabbeinu Shalom could do it in one fell swoop. But whatever the idea is, this Haftarah is about Mashiach. Mashiach is the goal of all of the Nechama. And there are two ways to understand Be'ita Achishena, which relates to how we think about the Geula. And we should have a good Shabbos.